What you're about to listen to has the power to completely change your life, taking you from where you might currently find yourself to where you ought to be. This is the Word of God coming to you from Christ Family Ministry.
All over this room, the Spirit is moving. As the prophet said it should be, all over this room, there is a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Pray in tongues for a minute or two. Libra hashataiba tofa. And upon you, and upon you, and upon you, and upon you, and upon everything you represent. Barakatonde. Prosperous pretis kepreti kapatasa. Zukretonge preti sataya. Loba hande prataya. Marataya talabanda lava sopreti. Of the glory of the Lord. As the world has told us. Sit down if you can. All over your life, the Spirit is moving. All over my life, as the prophet said it was true. All over my life, there is a mighty revelation of the glory. As the waters cover the sea. Pastor Atom, naturally you have two hands, but on the projects you're working on, as you leave Faith Adventure and stretch your two hands, hands will come out. And many hands will be working. But they'll say, but he has only two hands. How many hands on the project? They'll be counting the hands that are on the project. Yet you have two hands. Lift your hands and worship. Go supretishka pete supre ende eklezuzo ropatande ezo pretike protoso libra hasa pishke protoso ligada zikretondo prediske ripatonge pradoske protoso la posubrikia. They will bring the platforms and you will climb on them, and then they will bring another one and then you will climb on it. And they will keep bringing the platforms. You won't rush for them. You won't look for them. They will bring the platforms to you. And you will stand on them. This evening, the Spirit of God had instructed me to birth dispensations. Amen. To birth dispensations. And so tonight, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, you'll be ushered into a new dispensation. And then your story begins by saying, and the word of the Lord came unto, what's your name? Say a new chapter will open. Some chapters will close so that the new will open. He taketh away the old that he may establish the new. Lift your hands and receive. Tonight, allow me to speak by the Spirit of God. In 1 Corinthians 12:3, it says, no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. No man. Prophecy is speaking by the Spirit of God. And I'm speaking by the Spirit of God to you. And to you. And to you. And to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Today, receive God's word. allow the word of God to translate you, to take you from where you are to where you ought to be. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes we talk about Jesus and we fail to realize that even Jesus had to line up, so to speak, with the words of prophecy that were spoken concerning him. Amen? And so throughout Matthew, you see that it might be fulfilled. That it might be fulfilled. That it might be fulfilled. It's your own turn for that it might be fulfilled. Amen. So when Jesus met John the Baptist, he said, suffer it to be so for now. To fulfill. Amen. To fulfill. John the Baptist had a specific role to play to usher Jesus into the dispensation that he ought to be in. For 30 years, there was no miracle. He had to meet John the Baptist that 30th year. He said, no, I don't like John the Baptist's ministry. I don't like it. I don't like it. What is he even preaching? Don't go there. They will never really call you Savior. Amen. But when he met John the Baptist, he had to submit to the mandates that heaven had given to John the Baptist. And then the Bible says, when he came out of that baptism, the heavens were opened. Amen. We were not told the heavens opened ever before. Amen. But the heavens opened. And they saw the Spirit of God descending upon him like a dove and rested on him. From that moment, the miracles began. That was when he returned in the power of the Spirit. That means that before he left that day, he was not known as a miracle worker. When he returned, he became a miracle worker. Because there was no single listed miracle of Jesus before he was 30. Amen. According to scripture, John 2 told us this beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory. Verse 10 and 11. Meaning that it was the first miracle. Hallelujah. The first. But he had to meet John the Baptist. That's why some of you had to come for faith adventure. Amen. Amen. This coming to faith adventure is to usher you into a new dispensation. When it comes to dispensations, you can never overlook people, relationships, I mean, places, location, I mean, and timing. You can never overlook that. Are we together? When it comes to dispensations in your life, why didn't it happen to Jesus at 25? Amen. What if Jesus did not like Jordan? Amen. What if he didn't like John the Baptist? It was not everybody. It was John the Baptist. Amen. It's not everywhere. It was Jordan. Am I communicating? And it had to be at that year. Amen. And that's why this year is your year. Listen to me. The words of God that were spoken over you at the beginning of this year, God is hastening his word. September, October, November, December to perform it. Amen. And so you are not returning the same way you came. Amen. And he's putting and placing those things in your hands. Amen. He's placing them in your hands. Amen. As you're going, you're carrying it tangibly in your hands. Amen. And you are returning. Your heart will be full. Your mouth will be full. Amen. Your hands will be full. And the place when you arrive there, things also, the things have been replaced. The store is full in the name of Jesus Christ. Are we together? So, when we talk about dispensations are distinctive arrangements and periods in history that form the framework through which God relates with mankind. Hallelujah. Did you get me? That means that everything God does right from should I say the eternal past into the eternal future could be grouped, classified, categorized into dispensations. Praise God. God didn't just do everything at the same time. No. There was a dispensation of innocence. There was a dispensation of conscience. There was a dispensation of human government. There's a dispensation of promise. There was a dispensation of the law. Hallelujah. There was a dispensation. There is. We are now in the dispensation of grace. And then at the end, the close of the church age will be the dispensation of divine government. Are we together? Those are dispensations. There are specific things the Spirit of God did in each of those dispensations. A Moses is not needed in this dispensation, but a Moses was needed in that other dispensation. Am I communicating? Now, but for us in our individual destinies, there are dispensations. Amen? Amen. Because the same way God works. Hallelujah. Are you with me? The Bible talks about the race that is set before us. Hebrews 12:1. Let us run the race that is set before us. All right? There's a race set before us. That's talking about destiny. That's talking about what? Your destiny, fulfilling destiny. Dispensations are the laps in the race of destiny. Amen. If you are running a long distance race, you go different laps. Is that not so? Uh-huh. So the different laps in the race of destiny is what we're referring to as dispensations. There is a need to push you into the next lap. Someone say the next lap. Amen. That's what I mean by dispensation. Dispensations are tenures in destiny. Tenures in destiny. Dispensations are terms in destiny. First term, second term, third term. All the terms, they don't teach you the same thing in school. Amen. Permit we call them semesters. Glory to God. It means there is a program of God for you. And most of the time, when it's time for a new dispensation, God will bring a man. Amen. To push you and birth that new dispensation. And I stand bold to say, today is your own day. Let's look at Luke chapter 1, verse 80. Amen. In Luke chapter 1, the 80th verse, it says, and the child, was talking about John the Baptist. Let's read it together. I want to go. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel. Is it that he doesn't know the road to the city? Amen. Amen. But he was in the deserts until, amen, the day of his showing unto Israel. I've come to announce the day of your showing. Amen. Amen. The day of his showing. There's a difference between coming out and God introducing you. There are two different things. You can come out, but you are not introduced. You are listening to me because I was introduced. Amen. If someone walks up on this platform now, you'll be wondering, what's he doing there? You saw him, but you are not willing to listen to him. Because the question will be on my mind, why is he there? Who told him to go there? Is that not so? You will be introduced. Amen. So that ushering into new dispensation is God introducing you in a new space. And then they see you differently. They see you how he wants you to be seen. The Lord magnified Joshua. Amen. In the eyes of the children of Israel. It's not that Joshua, no. The Lord magnified him before them. That means when they saw him differently. It's not, they didn't see that boy that used to run around and go and buy things and run around for Moses. No, what they saw is the Lord that changed their perspective. In this dispensation, amen, they will see Christ's family differently. That's what we call divine introduction. Amen. I said that's what they call divine introduction. Do you know how Jesus even appeared on the scene? He had been around. To every other person, he's a carpenter's son. Are you understanding me? Maybe he was a good furniture maker. That's how what they knew about him. But when he got to Jordan, the announcement from the Spirit, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. That announcement was not just for the hearing of those. It was a message in the spirit realm. Amen. Glory to God. Behold the Lamb of God. Before that introduction, Jesus had never been tempted. Amen. Are we together? Before that introduction, we didn't hear of any temptation. It's time for your own introduction. Divine introductions. In your business, in your career, in your ministry. Glory to God. And some people say, I heard about you. So how? You can't even tell. It's a divine introduction. So, he was in this desert. The child grew. While he was there, he was growing. He was waxing strong in the spirit. That you have grown or that you are strong don't mean it's your time to show. Amen. So by this time. It's not about by this time. Amen. 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 Till the day of his showing. The day. That's what the Bible refers to as the prophetic day. Let's not talk about the 24-hour day. The day of his showing. The Hebrew, the Greek word there for showing there, anadexis, it means the day of his exhibition. I've come to announce your exhibition. Amen. Showing there is exhibition. Put up my scripture back. Luke 1:80. The day of his showing unto Israel. That means that Israel had been summoned to see him. Had been instructed to see him. And as I'm speaking to you by the anointing of God's Spirit, listen to me. Your sector will be summoned to see you. That's what happens when it looks like you are now everywhere. Amen. It's a divine signal sent out. See him. See him. See him. Hear him. See him. Hear him. See her. Hear her. I don't know what your company name is. Amen. I don't know what the name of your ministry is, but it's the day of your showing. Amen. Amen. He said, the day of his showing unto Israel. If you read the story about Samuel, you will see that God had to introduce him in a way that they said none of his words fell to the ground. Hallelujah. It was not difficult to believe Samuel because God had introduced him. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. This is your own day. Amen. This is your own day. Amen. I said, this is your own day. Amen. The day of his showing. The day of your showing. The day of your exhibition. The day for your manifestation. I've shared this testimony before. When we were in the university. And I had been praying. You know, that's the part maybe I don't always say. I'd been praying. And there is a meeting they used to hold on campus. They called it then Preachers of Power and Evangelism Pope Conference. That's what they used to call it. So, the convener of the conference was someone I respected, also a great guy. And then one of the days he said, he told me, this Pope conference coming up, I'm going to give you an opportunity to share God's word, you know. So I'm like, okay, no problem. I was not among the ministers, the guest speakers. So one speaker after the other ministered. So it was like a 2 or 3 day program. On the last day, now I didn't care whether I was going to minister or not. I was blessed being in the meeting. But he had said he was going to give me an opportunity to minister. It's okay. On the last day, the last speaker was speaking. So I just zeroed my mind. It didn't work out. You understand that? It didn't work out. They had other things coming up, so it didn't work out. But in the midst of the program, after the last speaker had finished speaking, he said, oh, there's somebody I promised that I was going to give the person an opportunity to share God's word. I think it was in my first year or second year. Then he said, Brother TB, come. He said, everybody stand up. Just bless the house. Amen. Now, I'm not one of the speakers. Then you now put me in such a position. Are you understanding me? Where people want to go. Amen. Are you with me? So, I spoke for about 6 or 7 minutes. And that was it. So he said, next one, you must be one of the speakers. No problem. Amen. So the next one they had, he said, I need your picture. I don't know how some of you, when we were in school, we didn't used to do programs with flyers. We used cardboard. And we someone would do an artwork of the program, Faith Adventure 1995, whatever. Faith Adventure. Are you understanding me? And they'll write that, carve something. And we'll do several of them and paste them on different places. And man, that's a big program. So, but for the first time, this guy said, I'm going to print posters. So he said, get your picture. So when I was much younger, for you to be a valid preacher, you must have your Smith Wigglesworth picture. Amen. Where you'll be pointing with Bible. If you didn't have it, you have not started ministry. Amen. So, you know, I've taken the picture, but I've not had the opportunity to use it. Amen. So he said, go and bring your Smith Wigglesworth picture. So I brought the picture and submitted it. Amen. That was going to be the first time my picture was going to be on any flyer. See, there'll be first time things here. After this meeting, amen. After this meeting, as I'm sharing with you, it will also be the first time something will break out for you in the name of Jesus Christ. And that was going to be the first time. So I gave him the picture. Now, I was not involved in the printing or anything. They just collected my picture. Then he took the pictures to the press. There were 4 speakers, himself included, the host. And I'm the youngest of the ministers, you know. And so he told the guy doing the graphics, he said, now, the most senior minister, okay, the picture should be biggest. Then followed by the next, then this one is the small picture. The guy said, yes, sir. He paid for, I don't know how many, so many flyers. He paid for them at once. And they did the design, everything. When he went to pick them, they were posters, you know. When he went to pick them, he did it the reverse. The guy at the press made a mistake. And made the supposed smallest the biggest picture. And did it that way down. Listen to me. You see, if Spirit of God has promoted you, nobody can demote you. Then when he got there, they couldn't do anything. They're like, oh. So he brought it like that. They must have had their quarrel or whatever. He brought it like that. and they started putting it all over campus. Now, I didn't even know that the flyers were out. Somebody met me first. He said, "Wow, I will come for your program." So I didn't know what he was talking about. I said, "Okay." He said, "I'll come for the program." What I noticed is that I met people that greeted me differently. You understand that? You know, that's what I first noticed. Because I think I didn't come out too early that day. So by the time we were all on campus. So we said, good. Man of God, people were greeting me. People that were not greeting me before were greeting me. I did not know what was going on. Until I was somewhere on campus going either to class or something like that. As I was passing, I saw the poster. I said, "Hey!" Even me, I was like, "Hey! Hey!" You understand that? That is, I was shocked. As I saw it, my behavior changed. Then I saw it all over, in different places, everywhere. When people came for the meeting, they came to see the man on that poster. It had nothing to do with me, sir. Nothing to do with me. It was the day of my showing. Are you listening to me? And I'm announcing to you that you are here in this meeting. It means that it is time for the day of your own showing. Pray in tongues for a minute. It is the day of your own showing. Lapata shatayaba akato sopredi. Rapatanda blados ke protoso bergadia telebos bergadia telegade. Ratande eze kletuza patie. Jopra ande kretuse prediske plotoso. Ratanda katuse bledike ziketoso. Rande ekle ziketapayatasa. Thank you, Lord. 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 Libra hashka platoso. Lepranda katoso bregadia telebonda pratia. Lek zikretondo bredie ketoso bregadie. La patanda pradie keteze. Lebrada soprediske. Randa katuse bledie keteze. Le manda kratose lebon bregadia talabasha. Le pratoso predie ketoso bregadie teleske. Le banda zote leboso prediske protoso. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Be seated for a moment. For this house, it's a new dispensation for this house. A dispensation of abilities and possibilities. It's a new dispensation. A dispensation of influence and affluence. And I heard clearly, a dispensation of 10 times more. The Bible said about Daniel and his friends that they were 10 times better. Amen. Daniel 1:20. They were 10 times better when they were tested. And in this house, it's 10 times more. Amen. We were in a venue on ministry in church. And then we moved to where we are now. So a lot of things happened, but when we finally moved, it didn't occur to me until I was looking at the figures. And I saw that in one year, financially, please, I'm a son of King James. On repentance. Even when you are showing a scripture around me, except I ask for another one, just leave it on King James. Thank you. Thank you very much. I feel good. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them what? 10 times better. Ever say 10 times better? 10 times better. Say again, 10 times better. 10 times better. So we moved, and I was looking at the numbers, and it will happen to you, sir. Amen. And I found out that in that year, what we were paying in the former place, compared with what we were paying, what we started paying in the new place, we were paying 11 times more. 11 times. And it didn't scratch anything. It was normal. It would be normal. 11 times ministry. 11 times. Financially, I'm talking about financial capacity. And I speak over this house, the capacity for 10 times more. Before the year comes to a close, 10 times more. In the name of Jesus.
I saw that were 11 times more. That means that what we're paying in a year, just some months back, we're paying almost that in a month.
Amen.
Glory to God. Am I communicating? And everything was normal. Nobody was having tension and hypertension. Amen. Am I communicating? Normal. It was not by human calculation. No. We just found out that God had brought us to a worthy place. Such lips are the experiences of this house. Such lips are the experiences of all the branches of CFC. In the name of Jesus. Say, I receive 10 times more. And I'm talking in respect to your finances. Finances. 10 times more. You know those kind of things where you're looking at it. You know that, naturally speaking, there is no how you'd be able to pay for this. And no gimmicks. It's just normal. Amen. It just is your size. Amen. Are you understanding me? You are not, there's no, it's not that, you're not breathing hard. Nothing is your size. Glory to God. God increases people. He does. He does. We've gone to pay for a house rent, before. And when they announced the figure, I said, what kind of house is it? I said, my wife went with me, and then we were trying to move from one place to the other. And then when we got to the place, I said, how much is the place? He mentioned the figure. I said, okay, how much is 1 year? He said, no, what I mentioned is 1 year. I didn't even know when I stepped back. I left my wife there talking to the man. I've lost interest immediately. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Even she didn't even realize I was no more there. Amen. You know how something is expensive and is no more interesting? You wanted it until you heard the amount. Amen. I say, hey, what did they even do with it? But you wanted it before. When I say, what did they even do with it? Does it talk? Praise God. But just a space of a year, we now needed to move. That first time we were trying to make inquiries, prepare. Now we needed to move. Then we went around again. And not purposely, not unconsciously, we came back to that place. God has a sense of humor. Unconsciously, we came back to that place. And then we asked the amount. And they mentioned that same figure. I said, okay, I can pay tomorrow. What changed? Capacity. Receive capacity. Receive capacity. In the name of Jesus. In the morning, I told you about how the prophet heard the sound of abundance of rain. There is no humble way of saying abundance. Say abundance. Abundance. Say it again, abundance. Abundance. Now, are you humble? You cannot be humble and say abundance. There's no small way of saying abundance. Say abundance 3 times. Some of you are not used to the word abundance. I want you to be used to abundance. Are you listening? Say abundance again. Abundance. Glory to God. There are different levels of financial prosperity. Amen. Amen. There are different levels of financial. There's a level of survival. Somebody will show up and give you food to eat today. You don't know how you eat tomorrow. There's a level of provision. There's a level of abundance. Amen. What 2 Corinthians 9, 8 talked about. Amen. Amen. You have enough left over to share with others. Amen. When you hear somebody's birthday, you're not, your heart is not beating. Amen. 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 Which car will I send to him now? which of the houses will we give him? I was sharing something I read about some of the, what do you call them, all these sheikhs in the Middle East. He has sent his son to Europe, one of the European countries, to go to school, I think to run a master's program or so. And then his son wrote him a letter and said, I'm embarrassed because everybody uses his train. I'm the only one that uses the Porsche or whatever car, Ferrari or whatever he uses. And the father did not understand what he was saying. Father said, okay, buy the train. The father thought he was saying that everybody comes to school with a train. You understand that? Not understanding that the train is a mass transit, that's metro, you know, that people go to school with. So he's embarrassed that his affluence is displayed too much. But the father thought he meant this car was too small for him. So he said, okay, I've sent the money, buy the train. Buy the train. Say, I think like that. Shout abundance. Today I'm releasing upon you an impartation for abundance. You are shifting level in the name of Jesus Christ. No more survival phase. A dispensation of abundance in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. There are some pastors that are angry pastors. After every service, they are angry. When they see the records, well, what was the attendance? 11 again. What was the offering? 320 naira. 320. These people are cost. There are pastors like that. Amen. Then there are pastors like you. Is there, at the end of the month, they even ask, what came in this month? They're not standing on their toes after every service to check offering. Amen. Say abundance again. Abundance. Say again, abundance. Abundance. There, see, a lot of God's children, the reason for their stress is financial. Many people. I didn't know that it was that serious. One day I took a series years ago, and I was teaching on finances and all that years ago. We were still doing campus ministry at that time. So the brother that he was staying with me, so he said, ah, thank you so much. He said, this is really an important message. So I'm like, why? Every message I preach is an important message. Amen. If it's not important, amen. So he said, no, it's an important message. I said, why? He said, and the guy is very scientific and, you know, very like that. So he said, I discovered that almost 9 out of 10 times I pray is about money. It was when he made the statement that it occurred to me. I said, eh. He said, yes. And he said, I think you should ask other believers. I don't know about their prayer, but me, 9 out of 10 times, when I need them, it's money. Sometimes it's not that I wanted to pray, but I don't have money, so I have to pray. Amen. 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 Glory to God. That's his experience. Are you with me? And there are some people listening to me here. You can agree, you know, you resonate to what I'm sharing with you. Amen. It's money. Moneria. Sometimes the reason I'm taking painkiller is because of money problems. Amen. Hallelujah. But you can function in a new dispensation. Amen. Your business can enter a new era. Amen. By my prophesying today. Amen. You will prosper by my prophesying today. I said you will prosper by my prophesying today. a flow towards you. Abundance. Suddenly, wisdom has come. The things you didn't know to do, now you know to do them. Something, there's some prophecy rearranges your life. Amen. Yeah. It reorders issues in your life. Because the word has been spoken. You know, a lot of times believers, there's nothing wrong about learning, going for trainings and all that. There's nothing wrong about that. You know, but we are not going to prosper just because we are street smart. There are many street smart people that are broke. Are you understanding me? They have the number, SSG's number, see it here. This is a number, but it has not changed their life. Amen. That's changed their life. I told a story about the governor of my state, how that a young man, he knows the governor. He has the governor's number. This was several governors back. And then the governor said, come and see me in government house. So he was on his way and he carried his friend. Are you understanding me? Let's go to governor invited me. Come with me. Let me take you to government house. The one he was carrying has never been to government house. But there is a pin, a lapel he always puts on, a badge like that. It's about the governor. He didn't wear it that day. It's not that he was wearing it that. He always wears it. Just a small thing. I think it says something about Golden Governor or something like that. So the day they were going, it was on him. And they entered the government house. As the governor saw them, the person he asked to come and see him, how are you fine? He just kept looking at them. So who is this one? He said, he's my friend. He said, let me do something for him. He said, they should give him a car. The person that he told to come, he didn't give him anything. How do you explain that? How do you explain that? That's what I want to put on you today. That's what we're going to switch on today. In the name of Jesus Christ. When favor looks around, it will see only you. Hey! Glory to God. It will locate you. You. Amen. So, it's not because we are street smart. If there's any smart to be spirit smart. Be spirit smart. Be smart about the things of the spirits. That's spiritual understanding. He shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. Isaiah 11:2. Amen. Are we together? Be spirit smart. And you are living here spirit smart. Glory to God. It's spirit smart that makes you recognize the anointing. That makes you recognize that this meeting is more important than any other thing that would have been going on in your life right now. That the words are being spoken. Transactions are taking place in the realm of the spirits. And circumstances are being altered by the power of God. It takes spirit smart to understand it. Glory to God. Are we together? If you be wondering, okay, what are we just doing? What are we just doing? We're just sitting down here. You know, someone say, I don't like church. So why? It's the only place where I have to sit down and listen. I don't have to say anything. They say they are dull of hearing. They don't understand spiritual things. Lift your hand and say, I'm spirit smart. Say again, I'm spirit smart. That means when you enter a situation, you know the right thing. You know how Solomon knew exactly what to do. His father, David, had taught him. Glory to God. Then he brought 1,000 burnt offerings. Are you with me? Nobody had done that. Amen. And God appeared and said, Solo, Solo, what do you want? May God call your name this year. Amen. That means that whatever it is he did, it was the thing. Amen. There are many people that have done things that didn't achieve anything. Am I coming? Yeah. But he was spirit smart. And so when we start talking about abundance, you will see yourself functioning as spirit smart and attracting abundance consistently. Abundance will not be something, just an event in your life. It will be the norm. Amen. I said abundance will not be an event. It will be what? The norm. The norm. Everybody say it's the norm now. It's the norm. It's the norm. There are some people that have a lot every day. Like you now. Every day. Every day. And I summon financial transactions in your direction. I said, I summon, glory to God, financial transactions in your direction. Let financial transactions be multiplied in your life in the name of Jesus. Be multiplied in your life in the name of Jesus. Be multiplied in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. The alerts will come today. It will come tomorrow. It will come every other day. You will live here and the Spirit of God will begin to open unto you ideas, insights that will make you have alerts every day. I summon abundance upon you. I summon abundance upon this house. I summon abundance upon this house. I was sharing this with some people. I said, I can't remember when last I was broke. Are you understanding me? Because it's more than 10 years, 15 years. I can't remember. I can't remember. I'm talking personally. And I don't steal church money. I'm not stealing church money. Renaissance Assembly money is not my money. It's Renaissance Assembly money. Amen. 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 It's not my money. And I am not on salary. Amen. I'm not. There's nothing wrong with being on salary. I should be. I chose not to be. Amen. But I can't remember. Praise God. I can't remember. Lift your hand and say abundance.
Abundance.
Say again, abundance.
Abundance.
Amen.
Amen.
It's see, listen to me. It is easier to be generous when you are experiencing abundance. There are some of you, generosity is in your spirit, but because of the absence of abundance, it has not come out. May your generosity show this year.
Amen.
The thing that makes you, see, listen to me. You know, permit me to speak an Igbo language where someone goes to the counter, looks at the menu, and they say, yem total. Give me total. He just wants the biggest thing on the list. You will say, yem teta.
Amen.
Amen. It's time for you to ask for the biggest thing on the list. Amen. You say, Reverend Tukula, what does it take to, you know? Say, let me do total. Let me do total. Let me do total. Amen. You know, say, on this list. Okay, please, look for the cheapest thing on the list. Let me take that one. Just see what I can do. You were talking like that 10 years ago. After 10 years, what kind of God are we serving? Amen. 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 Glory to God. Say, I receive abundance. Say again, I receive abundance. Now, let me say this to you. When something has shifted in the spirit for you, all right? I was telling somebody, I said, look, if Mr. A doesn't give me the money will still come. Are you understanding me? It has not to. See, it must come. Are you getting me? It must come. If A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H don't bring the money, Z will bring it. Are we together? That's why I said this to some folks. I said there are people that they discovered, some of you might agree with what I'm saying now, that it's in the realm of the spirit, you are in a level. And the level is set by your heart. Amen. Are you listening to me? You are in a level. And it's because of that level. That level is so loud that anybody that relates with you hears it. Anybody that transacts with you, they hear it. That's why when you come and you say, excuse me, I have serious issues. They'll give you 5,000. You now say, now this thing I have is more than serious. So somebody has died. The guy will say, I'm coming. He will come. 5,000. You will meet another person that did not know this person. It's still 5,000 he will give you. You just discover that nobody exists. Somebody will even give you money. Then you say, ah, thank you, sir. Thank you. Say, how much is that? 7. No, sorry, I made a mistake. It's supposed to be 5. Give me back 2. Give me back 2. Sorry. It was 5 I wanted to give you. I didn't count it well. You understand? It's like, are you understanding me? Yes. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Now, in meetings like this, we help people cross to the next level. Yeah. That is a young man like that. He had never received a particular amount of money. It was a meeting. I said, well, you will cross now. And you will cross today. I said, you will cross today. And then he said, ah, for the first time, someone gave me this amount. And some of you say, for the first time, they gave me 50,000. Somebody said to me, he said, I've never been in the same room. Or I don't think I've even been on the same street to 1 million. So, 2 things will happen. Either money will meet you or you meet money, but something will happen. You, there has to be an appointment. Amen. There has to be a meeting. Amen. Glory to God. How many of you want to break into those things? Amen. Glory to God. That's what I'm talking about. So, you see that no matter what, there's just like a limited. You are just in that. And because you've not entered that new dispensation, there are certain things you cannot do. You will never be able to do them. There are some things that somebody can't think of. Why? If somebody's thinking about what to eat the next day, we're thinking about buying land. It's not kind of be thinking about buying land. Can't be thinking about buying land. Amen. A young man in the university, you know, years back, he was going through financial hardship. He didn't have who was sponsoring him in school, so he couldn't buy notebooks, couldn't buy handouts, all those things. He couldn't buy any of those things. And he's a believer, but he follows unbelievers. You know why? He said, you know, unbelievers, they are generous in their with cigarette and beer. So he follows them. So if they're going to enjoy, hey, Mike G, he's born again. Hey, Mike G, you follow them. You know, sit down there. Ha ha. They would say, take cigarette. He would take, keep it one corner. He would say, take beer. He would take. They say, don't open it. Then he would go back and say, hey, give me back the money. That's how he survives. He said, because if you ask those people to give you food, they won't give you food. They want you to die in alcohol. Amen. They can give you 10 bottles of alcohol. They will not give you food. So he follows them around. You can imagine. Because of financial hardship. And some of you are listening to me. That day of shame is over. Amen. Today, by the power of God's Spirit, I've come to wipe away that era of shame in the name of Jesus Christ. That made you do things that you are not supposed to do. You are suppressing your conscience because of financial help. No more. I said no more. No more. Then God showed up for him. He had an IT space to do IT. He was to be working with a catering company on a ship. And when he got there and started working, you know the job they gave him? They said, your job is that to throw away food. He said, me, throw away food. He said the first time, you know, that those white guys just come, maybe they just pick one thing in the plate. They will not eat again. You just leave the food. They will just carry it to one corner. Are you understanding me? And eat. He said, at a point, how much will you eat? That thing you're eating, your own is inside the kitchen. Your own, the same portion, more is inside the kitchen. What are you doing this? He said, the first time he had to throw away the food, actually, he said, see me. So he was throwing away, he started laughing at himself. He said, God is doing something to me. Amen. He would be throwing away food. That was his job, to throw away food. When he came back from UCF, he was round. So round, literally was round. He had added so much weight. So I like, he said, Pastor, God has a sense of humor. Amen. Glory to God. As he laughs, his body shaking. His body just shaking. God will put a smile on your face. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He changed his story. That he became the one throwing away food. Say abundance. Say abundance. Say again, abundance. You will cross financial limits today. I don't know the highest amount of money you've received before Faith Adventure, but I've come today to push you into your next financial level. Yeah. This year we've been crossing financial limits. We've been crossing them. Accounts have been crossing limits that it had never crossed before. Amen. Amen. And all the accounts represented here are hearing the sound of my voice. Just as it was said in Jeremiah, where it said, Coniah, O earth, earth, hear ye the word of the Lord. O accounts, accounts, hear ye the word of the Lord. Amen. And I'm speaking to your account, whether it's GTB, Zenith, all the accounts represented here in the name of Jesus. They will cross limits, they will cross limits. They will cross limits, they will cross limits. Beginning from tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare from tonight to the end of this year, accounts represented here are jumping the limits. They are jumping the limits. Accounts have never been more than 100,000. They will cross the 100,000 mark. Accounts have never been more than 500,000. Will cross the 500,000 mark. Accounts have never been up to 1,000,000. Will cross the 1,000,000 mark. Cross the 10 million mark. Cross the 20 million mark. Cross the 50 million mark. In the name of Jesus Christ. Cross the 100 million mark. And I speak to all the accounts to be jumping at the same time. All the accounts at the same time jumping in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, the first account, jump. The second one, jump. The 11th one, jump. All the accounts are leaping in the name of Jesus Christ. The anointing of gospel is released in that name, in that direction. In the name of Jesus Christ. Sit down for a moment. Glory to God. It's a dispensation. It's a dispensation. You will know that something has changed. I know people that, a brother, you know, he's always counting his money. As bachelors who have spent the night in the same room, you know, just stay. He has slept. Then you just wake up. Just open the door to bring out the money. I said, but you counted it just now. I said, I just want to check it again. Just, you know why you're always counting it? The feeling of is reducing. You know, some of you, when you spend money, you just have this feeling it's reducing. The money is finishing. Money comes. And it will come again. And it will come again and again and again. Say, money always comes to me. Always. See, there's an attitude of money to me. It always comes to me. Amen. I said it always comes to me. There are people that when people see them, they want to give them something. And today, in the name of Jesus, upon your head and upon your life, it will be that way. Now, you know the story of Cain, all right? Cain, after he had done what he did, he was leaving. God put a mark upon Cain. A mark, the scripture said. So that nobody that sees him will kill him. Now, Cain was, I don't know what word to use, obnoxious. Yeah, an obnoxious character. I know there are some people that when you see them, you want to kill them. You know, they are people like that. Anybody that sees them wants to beat them. What's wrong with this guy? Everybody said, what's wrong with this? What's wrong with him? That's how Cain was. He will surely do something that will make someone kill him. Amen. But God had to put a mark that even if he does something that will make you want to kill him, you will not kill him. The want to will quench. Amen. Amen. That desire to kill him will dissolve. You even wonder why you're not killing him. Amen. He put a mark upon him. And today, by the anointing of God's Spirit, there's a mark coming upon you. Amen. Listen, when we talk about this mark, it means that there are people, you know, that see you and they just want to do big transactions with you. Amen. They want to do not just normal transactions, they want to do massive transactions with you. Amen. When did it start? After Faith Adventure. I had a friend years ago. He was not yet 35 at that time, several years back. And he wanted an oil block. He was doing well in business, was doing well. So they told him how to move and where he will meet the people at Transcorp then. And so he paid for like a month or so to stay there, eat there every day, so he would meet those kind of people. He finally met the GMD then, NNPC. This was Obasanjo's time. When he met the guy just took a liking to him and said, okay, you've been coming out, what do you even want? So finally, Cesar told him, I have interest in so and so. The guy laughed. He said, oil block is not for you. I'll give you something else. Amen. He said, no, it's not for you. Don't worry about that one. I'll give you something else. Amen. That's just the guy who went to Yalta. He said, don't worry. That means when he saw him, he didn't seem like someone he should give that kind of thing. Now, even if it was not in his power totally, but he didn't even try to say, okay, I will connect you to somebody. He said, no, don't forget it. It's not for you. Forget it. Amen. But your story will be different.
Amen.
When they see you, the biggest transactions will come into their hearts.
Amen.
When they meet you, the biggest transaction will come into their hearts.
Amen.
I was about to say something before we came here. That I was talking about crossing limits. There are times where I'll come up and I'll start speaking words, I declare in the name of Jesus, years back. Now I say, in the name of Jesus. Then the word God gave me was that I've entered the million flow. Amen. And then I used to say, the millions are upon me. Many years back, the millions are upon me. And then, it had not happened physically, but how I knew something had shifted in the spirit is when I started meeting people that would say something like, then they would say, hi, if I had a million, I would have given you. I know it's as I started entering people's hearts. Amen. Then the million came. Then I started believing for 10 million in the name of Jesus at once. Then I remember one day I was with someone. And the person said, hi. Something just entered my heart. I said, what? He said, to give you 10 million, but I don't have it. I started rejoicing, glory! I said, what are you rejoicing? I said, you don't understand. If that's entered your heart, that's entered someone else's heart. There are some things people will never do to you, for you, because it has not entered their hearts. Some people cannot help you because it has not entered. You are around them. They see you. They can give you the job, but it never entered their hearts. They're not bad people. They're not bad people. It didn't occur to them. When they see you, it never enters their hearts. But as you live here today, by reason of these things that we're speaking about now, it's the big things that will enter their hearts. It's the major life-changing financial transactions that will enter their hearts. They will see you and then say, this is the man for the job. This is the man that we should do this business with. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, my responsibility is very simple. I have a few minutes and then we'll be done. Listen, when we stand up, I will usher you into a financial dispensation. Amen. That you've never been in before.
Amen.
Glory to God. Are we together? I will usher you into a financial dispensation you've never been in. A new financial dispensation. Amen.
Amen.
I say it this way, where your conversations will change.
Amen.
What you are discussing is not what you were discussing before. Glory to God. Yeah? Are you understanding me? Your conversations will change. I remember the first time ever I went to withdraw money. And then they said the bank manager wanted to see me. I was a bachelor at that time. I said, why? I've been coming here since. No bank manager has asked for me. He said, no, we just want to see you. So he took me to the office. I sat down. The guy asked me whether I wanted to drink tea. Say, they used to give tea in this place. Yes, sir. He asked me some questions, no problems, sir, no problem. It's just that you are withdrawing a huge amount of money. We just want to be sure everything's fine. You know, are you under any pressure? I said, no. Are you doing a project? He said, yeah. So okay. My name is so-and-so. Introduce himself. I said, there are times where you want to see the bank manager, they say they cannot see him. Now he came to see me. Amen. They will see you. Jesse Duplantis said that the chairman of the bank brought his own Christmas gift to his house. Amen. To drop it. Amen. Because this is the man that's taking care of our bank. Amen. Amen. Are you asking me? There's a phrase or a quote I wrote on my Facebook page years ago. I said, it's a quote from someone anyway. And this is what he said. He said, I want to write checks that when I submit to the bank will bounce. Not the check bounce, the bank will bounce. When you sign the check, they'll tell you, don't collect that kind of money today. Sir, relax. Are you understanding me? Relax. If you withdraw this kind of money, you will close down the bank. Amen. Believe what we're sharing with you. Let your heart enlarge and receive and embrace everything that you're hearing today. And your life will never remain the same. In the name of Jesus. You can live here and you are functioning in a new financial dispensation. You can sleep and wake up tomorrow morning. Amen. And your story has changed forever. See, every amount of money you are receiving now, there was a first time you received it. So there could be a first time in your new level. And I'm saying that this is your first time for that new level in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, more than ever, the church needs to finance the gospel. Are you understanding me? More than ever. More than ever. More than ever. Without stress. Signing the checks, sending in the seeds, without stress. Amen. And we will do it. I will do it. Such that by the time you come for next faith adventure, amen, you have several checks written, the names of people, ministers, written on the check. And you drop it. Amen. Thank God for the times you come out and drop seeds in the basket, you know. You drop in the basket, you squeeze the money. You drop it in the money, say, thank God I'm free. Amen. Then there are times where people, you know, there are some kind of givings that you cannot squeeze. You can't squeeze it. If you are giving $10,000, you can't squeeze it now. There's a way you have to hold it. You can't squeeze it. Grow beyond the squeezing phase. I said, grow beyond the squeezing phase. Where you are not squeezing again. Because what you are giving cannot be squeezed. Will you be squeezing check? You want to give a check of 46 million naira. Will you squeeze it? You know, there are some checks that is the same paper, but it's heavier than the other paper. Have you not received a lot that it looked like the phone became heavy? Beep. When you put it in your pocket, you're like your leg is there. Oh, man. Oh, man. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You will receive such a lot in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Amen. So I summon financial abundance into every account in the name of Jesus Christ. One of our brethren in the U.S. who were trying to give for convention. And then normally what we do is that the pastors give first. So we gathered and said, okay, how much? I said, I'm giving this amount. And then my wife said, I'm giving this amount. And then this other pastor said, I'm giving this amount. That's how we start. Before we start announcing to the church to give, you know. So, some people were sowing their seeds. And then we now had the next level of leaders do the same. So one of the leaders in the U.S., she's American, she sent her figure that she wanted to give. So I said, no. You can do more than that. I said, you can do more than that. So he said, okay. I said, do two times more than that. So I was calling on phone to say how to do it. I said, see what you do. Don't be in a hurry. You must not give this all of the seed now. You could break it over a period of time. We still have weeks for you to give it. But don't cut yourself short. Now, so what you do, if you want to give $1,000, And then you're saying, give $2,000. If you have $300, give it first. You started the process. I said, okay, you never thought of that. I said, okay. So she started believing God to give the amount, I said. The next week, money dropped. And she could give the amount. So she gave it. Now, when they sent me the report that she had given, so I was like, no, that's not. I said you should give it in bits. She said, no, the money came, so I gave it. Last week, she gave the same figure again, a second time. Say, another one has come, so I gave it. Wow. This is someone that wanted to do less. Are you with me? Now, let's suppose that she was pledging 1,000. She has given 4,000. Amen. Are you what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. Now, but somebody had to encourage her. Amen. To say, hey, you can do better than that. Don't they encourage you to go and win souls? So why is it a problem to be encouraged to give? Amen. Don't they encourage you to pray? Hallelujah. Amen. Who are the people that will join me today to cross financial limits? Let me see your hand up. Are you ready for it? We're going to stand up in a few minutes. Hold on. Sit. Listen. Sit. I've done this for many years. And at least here, I don't think I should be sharing testimonies over and over again. Amen. Okay? So, it is not that it works. It works like fire. Amen. Glory to God. So you will have a testimony. Amen. Help me tell somebody, I will have a testimony. Praise the Lord. When we minister most times, it looks like we are joking. No, but it's very serious. Amen. It's very serious. And people enter financial levels just by these things we're talking about. Oh, the instruction is given. Do like this. Go and wash in the pool 7 times. Why? Just go and wash in the pool 7 times. So today, what we'll tell you, you just do. Amen. Glory to God. And then the Spirit of God will give you other instructions. Hallelujah. After today, follow them. Follow those promptings of the Spirit. You will arrive far from where you were before you started. In the name of Jesus Christ. How many of you are ready to cross the financial limits? Now let me say this to you. A lot of times people say things like, if you say, where are you crossing to? The person says, oh, the highest amount I've received is 100,000. I want 100 million. Listen, we're not just talking for talking sake. There's something that when you say it, your heart agrees with it. Are you understanding me? Your heart agrees with it. It is possible for you to believe that God can do that for you. Amen. You're not just saying it for saying sake. Are you ready? Yeah. Your heart agrees with it. I can cross into this level now. And the signals concerning me will change. It means that when people relate with me, they will see me as someone that receives that kind of money. People have made requests to you, and you just laugh. Somebody wanted to sell something for us. And then we asked how much. He mentioned an amount. I said, if somebody is giving you that kind of amount, will you be here? Amen. If you were receiving that kind of amount, will you be here? Hallelujah. You know those guys that sometimes sell on the street? I don't know if they do it here, but sell on the street, maybe at junctions and all that. Maybe gadgets, watch, jewelry. You know, then they chase someone. Now they say, how much? And they say, 120,000. If I want to buy something 120,000, is it on the street I will buy it? Amen. Be serious. If I want to buy something 120,000, it's on the street, I'll buy it. So in traffic now, I'll be counting 120,000 I'm giving you. Are you understanding me? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So I'm saying it so that you be serious. Amen. Are you ready to receive? Let's rise to our feet. This is the direction of the Spirit for us this evening. Oh, glory to God. This house is crossing financial limits. The account balance of Christ's family is shifting today. There are people that carry graces. I met people that they didn't talk about money. It's not like they spoke of financial prosperity or so. But they came into our space. And we just noticed that when they came, finances changed. Not because they talked about prosperity. Are you understanding me? Or finances? No. It's a grace. It's a grace. It's a grace. Today, I've come to push you by the anointing of the Spirit. I'm not instructed to tell you to give an offering. No, I'm not. But I'm instructed to tell you that as you receive, increase your giving. Some of you give 20% of your income, start giving 40. So if you give 30%, start giving 50. You can even decide it now before we pray. Amen. I told a young man, I said, how much do you want to give? He says, I prayed for him. I said, when you receive, come and sow your seed. And he received. And he came to sow his seed. Amen. A young guy, he had never received a particular amount of money. I said, you will receive it. And I said, when you receive the first one, come and sow it. Amen. And I'm telling some of you, you receive your first one. When you receive it, sow it. And then you settle in that place. You settle in that place. Some of you will be sowing your first 1 million this year. Resources come into your hand. Remember, there is bread and there is seed. It's not all bread. Don't eat your seed. Rather, sow your bread. How many of you are making a commitment to say you increase your financial givings? Amen. Okay, you receive, because the Bible says he gives seed to the sower. Lord, if I receive 100,000, I will give it. You will give it. You will give it. Pray in tongues for a moment. Pray in tongues for a moment. The structures are simple, but they are deeply prophetic. Let us celebrate the bread of the plateau, Shalaba, Hashalaba, and the Brigadier Celeboso. Rapatanda lava Shataba and the Bloska Plateau, Celebon Brigadiski. Mosuke Plateau, Celebrahata, Shatalaban, the Bredoska Plateau, so Brigadi. Lataya Pata, Shatalaban, the Bloska Preti. Le Shukapa, Latende Cletos, Brigadier Teleske. Gobanda, Zekletosa, Pratia, Catez, Ledeske. Loma hashka platos wa pledi keto. Pray in tongues, just pray in tongues, pray in tongues. Reke pati kati la mando bredos ke platos. La manda so pledis ke platos yo, pledis ke platos o bregadi. La pata la te zeledes o bregados ke bredos ke bredes zeledes ke. La katon de bredos ke platos ya la bahata la basha. Le kretos ya la bahande eklesik le to parigadi eteles ke. Lo pande ekle zupredos ke platos bregadi etelevoso. Redende ekle zupratos ya la bahata la basho bregadi. Le mende cretoso brigadier telebon brigadier telebos brigadier zeleske. La patone bredoske pretoso lebon brigados brigadier teleske. Chopla hata la gadia tala talire sobredoske pledoso. Legedeske plateau apati zata andeglezo predia.
Lopahande ekle zikreto sola bombre gadie teleske. Rinda katoma lerede katisa la dada. Le patika te pradoska bledoska bradia rabaswa. Randa katse platika toba loska bledisko. Lumahande ekle supratia kataza. Le mende kreto sola bombre gadoso bregadoso bregadia teleske. Rete zikretoma ruska platosha le bombre gadia teleske. Lupahande pradoska platoso bregadia teleske. Rikete pradoska platosa bregadoso bregadia teleske. Le mende cretoso la bombre gadia tele casa da la gadia de gadia 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 la mando la bombre gadia tele bombre gadia telira ade ade les capratoso lo pratoso le bombre gadas capratoso brigadia tele boso rata ya gado maros capratoso la bombre gadia lupa anda super aye keteze ropatia rabanda prados capratoso brigadia ramanda kataya la gadia tele bombre gadoso brigadia tele boso jo platoso se bledike sobre di kataya Le bahasha pratese le dende brigadier televoso. Le manda la basho bledos brigadier telebom brigados brigadier teleske. Ropataya talada zelere zelere zegere de bose. Ripato bariga prato brigadier telebom brigadier teleske. Thank you, Lord. There are some of you here that are thinking of what figure to set. You could start with just double of what you've seen before. Amen. You could start with double of what you've seen before. I'm speaking to someone specifically, actually. Just speak, start with double of what you've seen. What's the highest amount of sin? Just double of it. It's what you set in your heart. Okay? And say, that's the next financial level for me. Now, listen to me. I'm not talking about some of you are paid maybe $100,000 a month. But as you cross the limits, your salary might be $100,000, but you'll be receiving $200,000 every month. Amen. This is how we say it. God will pay the balance. Amen. You go there, the company is paying you $100,000, but God will pay the balance. Amen. We had this situation. His sister said, you know, when the word was spoken like this, her salary, you know, half of her salary goes for transport to work. Almost half. Transport to work. But when the word came, somebody suddenly at the, was working with them, now was a neighbor. Actually, he came to stay there. And then he said, this month I'll be working with people so we can be going to work together. Throughout that month, he took her to work. Amen. So she didn't spend that money for transportation. That's how the word came to pass for her. Amen. God will pay the balance. Amen. So whether you are a salary earner here, receive. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Are you ready? What's the new level you are setting for yourself financially? I want to enter the realm of 500,000. I want to enter the realm of 1,000,000. I want to enter the realm of 2,000,000. Realm means that's what is the norm now. Amen. We're not talking about once in a while. Amen. That's the norm now. That's what comes. That's where you roll. Amen. Are you understanding me? That's what we're talking about. Okay? Set that figure on your heart. And then I'll just give these instructions. Very simple. Very simple. And we'll start functioning from there now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can you sit where you are? Sit down on your seat. Pray in tongues for a minute or two. Pray in tongues. Your light has come. I say your light has come. The light is this word I've brought to you. It has come. And then I will tell you to arise and then you shine. Amen. Pray in tongues for a moment. The man or the woman that will stand up now is standing up, amen, into a new financial dispensation. When you stand up, you will roar, amen, and announce yourself, glory to God. And I say to you by the power of God's Spirit, that people that relate with you will relate with you on a new financial level. Your transactions will be different. Pray in tongues for a moment. Just keep praying in tongues. As you stand up again, amen, it will be returning the power of the Spirit. Amen. It will be your own returning in the power of the Spirit. It will be your own arising to shine. So some people seated here, before they stood up, 100,000 was the highest amount of money they received. When they stand up, it will be 200,000. When they stand up, to be 500,000. When they stand up, to be 1,000,000. When they stand up, to be 2,000,000. When they stand up, it will be 3,000,000. When they stand up, to be 10,000,000. When they stand up, to be 20,000,000. When they stand up, it will be 50,000,000. This standing up today, amen, is a change, a shift in financial levels, an entry into financial dispensations. The power of God is in this place in the name of Jesus. The anointing of God's Spirit is in this place. About to recognize that you are about to rise. This rise is the day of your own showing forth. Amen. It's your own day of showing forth. You're showing forth into that new circle. Say, this man now, this is his new level. No more will somebody be satisfied to sign a check of 100,000 and give to him. No more. They won't be satisfied anymore. Why? His level has changed. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Stand, arise, and shine in the name of Jesus. Rakataya, Betaya, Lepataya, Kobaya, Soprataya. Ah! Jesus, today is the day of your showing for the 500,000 level. Today is your day of showing for the 1 million level. Today is the day of, now mention your own level. Today is the day of my showing. Mention your financial level now. It's the day of your showing. It's the day of your showing. Today, the 11th of September, is the day of your showing. It's the day of your showing. Transactions have changed for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. Abundance has been summoned concerning you. Abundance has been summoned concerning you. The mark of favor is upon you. They are relating with you differently in the name of Jesus Christ. Today is your day. Today is your day. From here and forward, it's different from how it was between yesterday and the days before. In the name of Jesus Christ, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Listen, the Bible talked about angels that held the wind in the four corners of the earth, that it might not blow upon the earth. They held the wind. But there are angels releasing the wind of finances. A financial wind is coming from the east, from the north, from the south, from the west, and is blowing upon you. That means that directions that you have never received funding from, money will come from that direction. Avenues that finances have never come out from, those avenues are open now. The wind of God's Spirit is blowing towards you and is blowing money your way. In the name of Jesus, we've been having some massive testimonies back home. During our moments of prophecy meeting, the Lord told me it's raining season. He said the rain will be a sign that anytime it rains, people will receive alerts in church. And so when it starts raining, they start rejoicing and they've been receiving alerts. And they've been receiving alerts. I said that rain is a sign. It's a sign. I'm saying to you today that the wind of God's Spirit is blowing money your way. It's blowing money your way. And they're coming from the four corners of the earth. They're coming from every direction. You have a regular source of income. It means that you say, this is the way money always comes to me. No, there are other ways to come to you now. One of the signs that it is happening because of this session tonight is that the funds will come from sources and channels and avenues they have never come from before. If a raven fed the prophet, raven doesn't feed him every day. Raven feeds nobody. But it came and fed the prophet. Where did the raven get cooked food from? Amen. Amen. Yeah, the raven brought the food. Where did he get cooked food and bring for him to eat? And he ate. Are we together? And I'm announcing to you that ravens are coming too. Amen. With prepared provision. Amen. Prepared provision. Amen. For Father's delight, prepared provision. Amen. You don't have to do anything again because the provision is prepared. You don't have to prepare it again. It's already prepared. This house has changed financial levels. The limits have jumped on all the accounts. All the accounts of this house, from account one to last, in the name of Jesus Christ. And let me say loud, amen. Did you receive? Did you receive? Did you receive? Celebrate Jesus everywhere.
We know that you were richly blessed by the teaching you just heard, and we encourage you to give attention to every bit of it, because that brings you another step closer to amazing testimonies. For more life-changing messages like this one, visit www.christfamilyministries.org.